This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Andrew Marchand, New York Post now, right? Is it New York Post? No, Athletic?
The Athletic.
Okay. I used to listen to his podcast with John Allrand, and then, you know, they went their separate ways, and then that was it. But you got some news over there for Guardians fans that they might be interested in here.
Yeah, at least it gives us a little more, I don't know if optimism is the right term, but at least it's clarifying where the future of this is going. Because this year was a bottoming out of the baseball rights situation for some local teams, and the Guardians just, they're on the outside looking in while all these other teams are getting huge money for their local TV deal. The Guardians are not. But in this report, it does say the Rockies, Diamondbacks, Padres, Twins, and Guardians could be a part of this new ESPN MLB broadcasting deal. Now, they're talking a lot about the out-of-market rights, but what's important here is the in-market rights. It says, under the agreement, ESPN will also acquire the in-market rights for those teams I mentioned. ESPN would also have the exclusive weekly game similar to Sunday Night Baseball, depending on the night of the week, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it goes to say that there is an ESPN subscription service. I know a lot of people found that out yesterday. If you logged on to your ESPN app or if you went on your smart TV, it was plastered everywhere to sign up for. It scratched out $35.99 a month and wrote $29.99 a month so that you could have this new deal. And that would include what? Disney, ESPN, I think Hulu. I'm not sure, but it was very confusing yesterday because people are like, well, wait a second. What if I already have this? What if I don't have this? What am I going to be getting with this? And it's still early in the process for next year's baseball. And I've reached out to the Guardians. They said it's very early. They're in very early discussions about all of this. But there is, seems like a very good chance that you are going to have to subscribe to this ESPN digital streaming platform to be able to get the Guardians next year. The question is, how much more will you have to pay? And what if you have cable already? And if you have cable already, might there be an add-on where you still might have to subscribe to this? It's still early. We don't know. But there's a very good likelihood, a very high likelihood, that you're going to have to go through this app next year to get Guardians Baseball.
All of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they have Guardians TV right now.
Yeah, that was always going to be almost on an interim basis because they were making sure that they would be able to get the games out, distribute the games out to people in general. Because it was very late in the process. When did we find out that was going to be the
thing? Well, we knew about Guardians TV for a little while, but we didn't know about how, if you subscribe to cable, how you were going to see the games. And that was day of opening day.
Yeah.
That,
oh, geez.
Remember
yeah.
that? Mm-hmm. We had the channel on, and then all of a sudden, imaging came on, and that was day of.
I remember I turned it on, it wasn't there, and I clicked off and clicked back on, and then it was there.
Well,
it was almost like unplugging a computer.
I bought the app, the $99 for the year app, and it's great. And I love the accessibility and all that. It does suck if you're trying to watch other games. sometimes you don't get them. And remember, there were a lot of hiccups the first game, and even the first week there were a few, but the game didn't get on the app until like the third inning or something like that. But that was one game, right? They've played 100 and however many so far.
So this is
the app was great. This seems like a big pain compared
to what
that was.
This could be a step back. So yes. Here's what I wonder. Do people care more, if you're a Guardians fan, especially a diehard, do you care more about the accessibility of the games, which is a big deal? Got to want to watch the games. Or knowing how the owner operates and the economics of the team, do you care more about what the distribution fees are, what the rights fees are, meaning how much money the team is going to get
in return for the rights? But if you're a big Guardians fan, do you believe that that money that seems to be charging you more now is going to go into the payroll of the actual baseball
team? So yeah, that's why I asked, because this year they slashed payroll and everybody wondered, why did they slash payroll? And I tried to explain to everybody, well, it's because they lost $50 million.
Yeah, it just depends on whether or not they believed you or not.
So now, if next year, if they get $50 million and they turn it over, they immediately dump it right back into the ball club, which they say they always do. They say every time, and you can look, when MLB sold BAMTech or whatever, and they distributed the money to every team in the bigs, the Guardians immediately spent it on players. They can show you on payroll. When they sold Sports Time Ohio, right? When they sold that, they turned it right into payroll. Unfortunately, it was Swisher and Bourne, so the players weren't exactly who you wanted them to get. If that's the case, and they get, let's say, I don't know, $50 million seems optimistic, but let's say they get $50 million back based on this deal with ESPN, and they dump it back into the ball club, will you be happy, even if it's kind of a pain in the neck, to get the teams, to get the games?
Yes. Happy? It still comes back to the same argument you've always had. It's a circular argument that always ends in the same place about the ownership, and that people just say, sell the team if you can't afford it. Just letting you know
now. Yeah, but forget about any of that. If they use that money to sign Stephen Kwan, boom.
I don't think people will be happy with that, because it doesn't look like it's an addition to what we currently have. It's just a keeping Kwan around.
Fair, but I would disagree with those people.
Yeah, I do too. I personally would be happy. I don't think the general fan base will be happy enough with that.
Are they going to stop? Is the general fan base going to stop going to games? Not just talk about stop going to games. Attendance has been up. Yeah, we're hemming and we're hawing here, all of us.
No, I don't think they will. I still don't think people go solely for the product on the field. I've been to enough games. I'm at like 30 something games this year already. The people that I talk to out in the outfield and up in the new Terrace Club area, like they aren't there just to watch guys swing bats at balls. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into it, and I don't think that changes.
So they'll still go.
Yeah, I think you're still going to draw 20,000. Yeah.
All right. Then. I mean, look at what they drew this year. Man, all summer long, they've been drawing, have they not?
Yes.
And that's even with all the angst, the 10-game losing streak, they've still drawn. Now, if you're curious, the special offer, like right now, what the app is, I know it's going to sound like commercial, I'm just giving people information so they understand. Like, for $29.99, you get Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Unlimited bundle with add-ons, Disney Plus and Hulu. But that's $29.99 a month for 12 months.
So they had that similar problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Product with ESPN Plus, right? And I don't know what the differences are between these two, but personally, I dropped ESPN from that rotation because you could add HBO into it, and HBO was giving me more. Plus, I was getting TNT Sports with that. Do I have to continuously keep switching back and forth?
So I dropped. Oh,
that's
a
ton of stuff.
I dropped it last year because the cost went up, right. Went well up. I dropped it, and those are where the games that I broadcast are on. Those MAC games that I like, right. and believe me, there are. I know exactly who watches the Mid-American Conference football games that I broadcast.
It's Tim. Me.
And I had to cut. I cut ties. Now, I just saw, as we were talking about this.
So wait a minute, I'm paying to watch you, and you're not even paying to watch you?
Paying to live it, brother.
It just didn't make sense for me. Now, as we were talking about this on TV, I just saw Apple is going from $9.99 to $12.99. So this is just going to be a never-ending, the rest of our lives, we are just going to be paying way more for all the stuff we used to get.
To stop dealing with the overinflation of it, and now we're back into overinflation.
You understand this is all going to go right back to the same place, though. Somebody's going to buy, there's going to be two, three companies that buy all of it, and all of a sudden you're going to go channel one, channel two, channel three, channel four, and then that's probably it. And it's going to be on one platform where there's going to be four things of what you can do, and then there'll be offshoots of that.
And I'm okay with that as long as it doesn't affect the team that I cheer for, but apparently it's going to affect the team that I cheer for, and I have a problem with that.
Well, if they get an extra $50 million out of it and they're going to dump it back into the payroll like he says, how could you have a problem with it? Hey, I'm asking here.
You can't guarantee me that's going to happen other than Lima's told me they've done it traditionally in the past.
Lima's got two good examples of it. Two good examples.
Well, I hope to hell it happens for a third time.
Well, but if I'm getting $50 million a year for the next how many years, if I can get a deal going on this sort of thing. But the problem is, I don't know how good that deal is going to be because this stuff seems to change every other year. I didn't know that Guardians TV, I got to tell you, I didn't know Guardians TV was going to be just a one-year stopgap for crying out loud. Hell, I had to go, Sizzlo over there, I had to get him all set up so his mom could watch the games because she didn't know how to set the damn thing up. Now, I don't know how to take him through ESPN Plus and all the other stuff there. Now, that's one older lady to watch the Guardians. I don't think their fan base is just elderly women watching on TV, but you're kind of it's making it a little bit more difficult to find the product for the short term. If you sign a deal here, it's got to be long term because people got to be able to figure it out how to go find it and then find it every day. There's got to be easy use. You can put different ways in there, but there's got to be easy use. That's all there is to it. And I'm bothered by it, but if it means more money for the ball club and people want to see it, then people will eventually go see it. What's the negative aspect of it that I can think of off the top of my head, other than more money for the team? If it's more money for the team, I don't know if it's going to be $50 million a year for them, but maybe it will be a nice amount of money. Then if it's more money for them, then fine. Go right on
Anthony,
ahead and do it.
Anthony, are you telling me to put my trust into the Guardians right now that if they... they make this change, because it's happening, right? There is no if. When they make this change, if they get an influx of cash, they will put that into the payroll.
Let me answer that. Can I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want Anthony to answer it first.
Yeah, I think they will.
I
think they will. It's never going to be what people want it to be, but if they get $50 million, I think they'll spend $50 million. I think that's always how they've operated.
Okay.
While I've had my problems with Paul Dolan in the past, certainly... I've never accused him of being an irresponsible owner. He's been a responsible owner. I think they would handle it responsibly. Meaning that if Lima is furnishing these examples of them spending money on their payroll every time that they got an influx of cash, which I'm not saying that Lima wouldn't just go on and lie on the air, then okay. Yeah, I would trust them then. I could trust them to be a responsible franchise and do it. They're still going to make their profit, but... I don't think they're just going to sit there and do what the Pirates have been accused of doing or the Marlins have been accused of doing. I've never accused the Guardians of doing that.
All right. Kay. We will. I'll have this on file, and we'll see you in March. See what happens with it.
Boy, that's a hell of a lot. You got people saying that they want the Browns to lose? On Saturday. I mean altogether.
Yes. And it's actually more than I thought it would be. Because basically, look, we all understand the reality. Like, unless they get rid of one of the quarterbacks ahead, and who knows if they're going to keep all four or what. We've heard and seen different things. He's fourth on the depth chart right now, Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
The only way to see Shedeur Sanders sooner rather than later is for what?
Them to lose.
The quarterback play to be bad, and if the quarterback play is bad, then they're going to lose games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So given that reality, how many people are out there saying, yeah, openly, I want my favorite team to lose games?
People who weren't Browns fans until the last weekend of April? Till that Saturday afternoon?
I'm seeing some people that are Browns fans.
Come on.
And they are saying that losing either gets us Shedeur Sanders quicker or it gets us the best quarterback next year in the draft.
I don't know. Go look at the Jaguars and how successful they've really been by doing this. Go look at our previous history, how successful we've been by doing this. By the way, if we get the quarterback at number one, who says we're capable of keeping the guy? I don't know. We've made a big mistake before, haven't we? Haven't we? Because first off, let's go. The guy that everybody misses, he ain't even the best draft. He ain't the best quarterback in that class. He ain't the best quarterback in that class. Not by a long shot. Josh Allen, every day over him. So who says you're going to get it right? I mean, Jacksonville right now, they're saying it's a put up or shut up year. Who was it earlier this week that said they could very well see Jacksonville drafting a quarterback this coming year with the money they've already spent on Trevor Lawrence and still owe him that if they were to fall apart, they could see a quarterback being taken this year? Now, I think that that's crazy considering they gave their pick to us, but either way, that's what people, they say that stuff on First Take. They say that stuff on ESPN. Oh, they'll trade the farm next year. They'll get back into the first round and they'll go after a guy if Trevor Lawrence can't get it because they're crazy franchise. How many times does this work? I don't think Washington was tanking to go take Jaden Daniels. They just weren't good. There's been plenty of teams who you want to tank sure, it out for some of these guys.
Sure, but were their fans rooting for them to win games that year at the end of the year, the last eight games of the year?
No, because they were probably sick and tired of what was going on with that franchise, and they were ready to move on now with the people who were in charge,
and now
which does sound pretty familiar.
And now the entire operation changed because they lost enough games to get Jaden Daniels.
And they got the right guy, but I don't think they did that on purpose, or they set out like down.
No, again, we always talk about tanking. I'm talking about the fans rooting for the team to forget it. The players are not going to lose on purpose. We know that.
I know.
I'm not even trying to split those hairs. But what we're talking about is the fan sentiment. The more wins that Flacco gets you, you're not going to see Shedeur. My God, there's no chance. He's fourth on the depth chart. You have no chance to see Shedeur. But then again, you also are going to kick yourself right out of getting, you know, the top or the second best quarterback next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.